Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show. On every evening at either 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 10 or 11. And this is a show where you get the honest truth, you get the facts, nothing but the facts. By critical thinking, there's no media hypes, no media falsehoods, no big lies. And tonight I'm going to talk about, as you know, I have an MDiv from Princeton Theological Seminary, and I have a significant commitment to the Christian faith and Christian belief. And I do, in fact, follow the creeds of the Church, Athanasian, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed, as well as I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to handle a Christian concept tonight. Maybe I have a half an hour to do it. Sometimes I go into my background in terms of the books I've written. I've written 10 books, and I run 3 radio shows, Christian radio shows, and written a number of Christian books and legal books, and I plan other books. So that's basically where I'm coming from. And I do go into my background more extensively often, but tonight I'm just going to go into the issue of forgiveness, what it means and why Jesus commands it. It's a basic aspect of the Christian ethic. As a matter of simple fact, Jesus in the model prayer says in Matthew 6, he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then he says, tells us and warns us very carefully that if you forgive men, not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So he commands us to forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors mutually. But more important, he warns us very significantly that if you don't forgive men their wrongs against you, you will not be forgiven by God. So forgiveness in this model prayer of Jesus is recommended to us with the statement that we should forgive our debts, a word that is also been translated as trespasses, as we forgive our debtors, with those who trespass against us. And then Jesus says that if we forgive men their trespasses, God, by the same token, will forgive us. But on the other hand, if we do not forgive our fellow men their trespasses, neither will God forgive us our trespasses. So this is a very, very key and significant point here, that number one, he commands us to forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And more important, he says, if you don't forgive men their trespasses and the wrongs they've done against you, God will not forgive your wrongs. So he's warning us what can happen if we don't forgive in this life. He tells us, as I said, we should forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors or those who trespass against us. And then he says that if we forgive men their trespasses, God will forgive us. But if we do not forgive our fellow men their wrongs against us, neither will God forgive us. This is a very significant warning that if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. And it's a little bit difficult to understand, I think, or it's a mystery, that we should forgive those who damage us and hurt us. After all, the human reaction to having pain put upon us by another is to take revenge, or better yet, return the favor. So it's a little bit of a puzzle here, a riddle, a mystery, that we should forgive those who damage and hurt us. After all, the human reaction where we are given pain by another is to take revenge, or better, if we return the favor. The command here commands something quite different, not for us to take revenge or return the favor, but to forgive one who hurts us. And this is somewhat of a mystery, since it goes against the basic grain of human nature, which wants to get even. So this command is a riddle, it's a mystery, that we should forgive those who damage and hurt us. After all, the human reaction to having pain put upon us by another is to take revenge, or better, if we return the favor. So the command to forgive one who hurts us is puzzling, since it goes against the basic grain of human nature, we want to get even. But the question is, what is this forgiveness? What is it all about? A number of things have to be noted here to understand what's going on. Is forgiveness an excuse for saying I'm sorry? It could be. But when one says excuse me or excuse another, what puts the slighter offense aside? And to excuse is to let it pass. So is forgiveness an excuse for saying I'm sorry? I don't think so. When one says excuse me or excuses another, what puts the slighter offense aside, in a sense, to excuse is to let it pass. I don't think forgiveness is excusing. I don't think it's excusing, since, not saying I'm sorry, when one excuses yourself or another, you put the offense aside or let it pass. I don't think forgiveness is excusing, nor do I think it's forgetting. To forget is to not remember or let it pass from our minds as if it never happened. It's not forgetting. Forgetting is a memory erasure or a memory loss or of some slight or pain inflicted upon us that, after all, might not be so easily forgotten. So what are we going to say here? To forget is to not remember or let it pass. To excuse is to put aside and pass. I don't think forgiveness is excusing, nor I think it's forgetting. To forget is not to remember or let it pass from our minds as if it never happened. Forgetting is a memory erasure or memory loss of an event or slight or pain inflicted upon us that maybe might not be so easily forgotten. So I think that forgiveness is either neither excusing or forgetting. It is an internal act, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, of understanding the pain inflicted upon us and returning it with an attitude of love and understanding. So forgiveness is not excusing, I don't think so, or forgetting. It's an internal act, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, of understanding the pain inflicted upon us and returning it with an attitude of love and understanding. It's a spiritual, intellectual understanding, emotional understanding, that we have been suffered pain and responding to it with an attitude of love and understanding. Forgiveness of another who has hurt us is understanding that other person and accepting it and apprehending their action taken against us and saying, I understand and love that person. Forgiveness is not forgetting. It is not excusing. It is a spiritual reaction of love and understanding of the pain inflicted upon us with an attitude of love and understanding. And the forgiveness involves understanding the person who has hurt us and accepting and taking into account their action with love and understanding. Understand that forgiveness is not forgetting. It is spiritually canceling out the pain and hurt that has been inflicted upon us. More important, I think it is not excusing or forgetting. It is an internal act, emotional, spiritual, and intellectual, of understanding someone who has hurt us and returning it with an attitude of love and understanding. Forgiveness of another who has hurt us is understanding with love that other person and accepting their action taken against us, saying, I understand. It is spiritually giving out, canceling the pain that has been inflicted upon us and coming to that person with love. A second question is, now that we have some understanding of what forgiveness is, the answer is, why do it? Well, Jesus gives us a very compelling reason here. He says that God forgives our shortcomings, our failings, and our deficiencies, and the pain we inflict on him by our indifference and rejection of his commandments and his love. So Jesus says the reason to do it is that God forgives us our shortcomings, our failings and our deficiencies, and the pain that we inflict on him by our indifference and rejection of his commandments and his love. He tells us that since God forgives us, we should forgive one another. Seems a pretty good reason. So that if God does it, since you're only going to reach heaven through God forgiving you, you're only going to reach the level of becoming the sort of person that you're capable of through the forgiveness of God, then that's a good enough reason. But there's another practical reason. The practical reason, and I think this is the main reason we should forgive, is it's bad to harbor and let fester pain and hurt that has been put upon us by others, and we poison and ruin our lives by not forgiving. By not forgiving, the practical reason is that if we harbor and fester the pain and the hurt that has been put upon us by others, we ruin our lives and poison our lives. Forgiveness, when we do this, is to grow. Do not forgive, and to hold on to pain and hurt is admittedly to hurt ourselves more than we can ever hurt that other person. The price of holding on to pain and lashing out against the person that has given us that pain is far greater and a higher price to pay than forgiveness. So let's get to the practical reason for this. The practical reason is if we harbor and let fester the pain and hurt that has been put upon us by others, we poison and ruin our lives. By forgiveness, we grow. Do not forgive, and to hold on to pain and hurt, we hurt ourselves more than we can ever hurt that other person. The price of holding on to pain and not forgiving is far greater price to pay than forgiveness. In the practical sense, let's say this, ladies and gentlemen, my dear friends, unless we forgive on a constant basis every slight, every pain, and every hurt that may intentionally or even unwittingly happen to us in our lives, will be a constant misery of poison and self-involvement. Constant forgiveness lets us grow in love towards one another. Our lives without forgiveness become impossible. So unless we forgive on a constant basis every slight, every pain, every hurt that others may intentionally or even unwittingly inflict on us, our lives will be a constant misery of poison and self-love and self-involvement. Constant forgiveness lets us grow in love towards one another. Our lives without forgiveness become impossible. So I would have to say that in all parts and aspects of the Christian ethic, the Christian life is the practical life. Forgiving is a practical solution to how to get through life. The alternative to loving your neighbor is being indifferent or hating your neighbor. The command to love our neighbor is a practical command enabling us to get through life. And I suggest, as with forgiveness, it is a practical solution to the difficulty and pains of life. It's practical. It's a very good thing to do. It's how we can get through the pain and suffering that life may happen to give us from time to time. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk about forgiveness, and I will talk about it again tomorrow night, I think. You'll find the chapter on 49 of my book, Essay in the Christian Worldview, and I hope you enjoy this talk tonight. I hope you'll enjoy that part of my book. Forgiveness is a practical solution to getting through life successfully. That is my opinion. I gave it. That's my view. Unless we forgive, we will never, never, ever move forward in life. Thank you very much. Bye.